Hi, my name's Emily, and I'm British. I live in France, and we've been confined for, I'd say, roughly a month now. How on earth did I go through this at the beginning? I actually enjoyed it. It meant that I didn't have to get up at stupid o'clock every morning, and it gave me more time to work on projects that I had to do and that I was absolutely flipping out over how on earth I was going to do them if we had continued our normal work schedule. I have pretty heavy work weeks, so it was nice to have a bit of a relaxed time, at least at the start. That lasted for something like the first 24 hours. Then we had phase one, where I was teleworking and we were trying to get everything up and running, and it wasn't working quite as easily as we would have liked. So yeah, that was fun. After about a week, things got working again, and it wasn't quite a normal work schedule, but I was answering a million and one emails and yeah, just trying to get things going, trying to work normally. And also the stressful part is that we weren't sure if we were going to get paid for all of this, so I had to keep proof of absolutely everything I did. I'm still keeping proof. I have absolute files full of emails and printouts and all sorts of clutter to try and prove that I have actually been working during this period and not just sleeping, although I have been sleeping quite a bit. And now, after a month, I am absolutely fed up of it. I want to go out. I'm going mad. I want to leave my home. I don't mind my home. I mean, I like it, but yeah, it's not a very big place. It's not a terribly interesting place, and I just want to go out. It's actually quite fun because everything you do when you're in confinement, everything that is a little bit out of the ordinary, turns into a huge event. For example, today I went to the supermarket, and to do that, I got dressed, which I haven't done for a little while. I put shoes and socks on, which I haven't done for a little while, and I put makeup on, which I haven't done for about a week. So yeah, you can probably imagine what sort of a state I'm in right now. But yeah, it's becoming a big event to get out of the house, even if you're going to Carrefour, but that's okay, it doesn't matter. So yeah. I'd say that's how the confinement has been going for me. And now, yeah, we're in the, I suppose, the final stages of this. So everyone's sort of wondering how the end is going to be, when the end is going to be, if we're going to get out of this one day, hopefully. When? What will happen? What will it be like? Will there be a before and an after? Will we go back to work progressively, or will everyone be let out of their houses and run madly towards the seaside, the clothes shops, whatever it is, sorry, that everyone wants to do. There are a few interesting consequences to look forward. I mean, I'm pretty sure that I'm a couple of kilos heavier. I can see my next door neighbours who are doing their best to take part in the baby boom 2021. I have my downstairs neighbours who, because they're students, they don't have to go to university the next morning, who have been staying up until something like 4 a.m. every night talking, so I haven't been sleeping too well. So yeah, there you have it. Fat, sleep deprived, and no makeup. Fun times.